Chris Bachman joined right now by Buena Vista men's basketball player and senior Kennedy Dre, who's helped the BV men to a first place start after seven conference games at 6-1. And I guess that most recent game was one to remember. 14-point deficit with under five to go, down by seven with less than a minute. And Kennedy, you capped off the comeback with a three-pointer with 0.6 seconds left. What a comeback by you guys.
Yeah, it definitely was. You know, that's a game that we will never forget. Everybody I talked to, or at least most people, turned off the game with a minute left if you're down seven. So I guess that was, I should have kept watching, because, you know, we've had a few games this year where we've been down by, you know, at Greenville we were down 25 in the second half, made that a five-point game with 3 or 4 minutes left. So, you know, we fight till the end, that's for sure.
I want to talk about this team. The fact that you being a senior, Sean Morgan a senior, Sean got a lot of PT last year, but for yourself, you've had 4 years playing a lot. But there are some newcomers, some inexperience on this year's team. How has this group grown together and molded to this point?
When coach goes out and recruits, he definitely preaches that, you know, Buena Vista basketball is a family. So we welcome everybody with open arms. You know, we have a few freshmen playing, transfers that came in. So it's definitely, you know, it's definitely as a family. We're close friends. So it's easier to play with, you know, your brothers and your family when you're that close-knit. And coach definitely said that yesterday in the classroom that, you know, if we weren't as close as we are, we wouldn't have came back and from that co-deficit. But, you know, it's just awesome to play with a group of guys that we hang out. Every night, we, you know, play euchre. It's always a fun time. And, you know, we never get old or tired of each other. So
that's
nice.
Well, let's go back to Cole just for a second. Draw up that last play in which you hit that three-pointer. What was designed there and what happened?
We wanted Tom came down for a screen across the lane, and then I was just going to read where to go. Usually go out on the perimeter somewhere. So I went to the top of the key. And they had a switch, and then I was going to do a dribble handoff with Paul, and then the defenders got a little mixed up. So, you know, they left about 2 feet of space off me, so just fired away.
And right through the net, Brian Van Haften, first time ever he has had a game-winning shot with less than a second left when trailing. You know, he's had game winners when tied or big shots when we've been ahead by one.
Yeah.
But never ever, as a head coach for him, has he ever had a shot like that.
I think that was our first lead of the game, too, if I'm not... Yeah, so that is, you know, it's just one of those nights where you needed everything to go right. They missed a few free throws, missed a few open looks down the stretch, and, you know, Thomas Wisecup came up big with two threes. Connor Winkleman had a big offensive board and a putback, and then we were making free throws. You know, everything just went right.
Well, I know we have lots of basketball ahead of us yet, but you guys have put yourself in a position right now where you're tops in the conference at 6-1, so things are going well. After today, we have the makeup game Monday with Simpson, and it'll be the first time you see the Storm this year. What do you think they have coming back from what you saw last year?
They have a solid squad this year. I don't think their record indicates of how, you know, how good a team they actually are in conference. They're struggling a little bit, but, you know, we just want to keep the pedal to the metal, keep playing well. And, you know, in this conference, no one is going to go in and blow anybody out. It's going to be a, you know, 2 to 3 possession game down to the wire every game. You know, you look around the league every night after the game, and every game's close. There's not anybody that's dominating anybody else.
Well, we're visiting with Buena Vista men's basketball player Kennedy Dre. It's halftime of the women's game. Kennedy Dre here in his senior year, making 50% overall from the field. You're averaging 17 points a game, 10 boards per game. Coach VH has so much high praise for you, and I got to believe that this has been like waking up one day and now the next from your freshman year to your senior year. Has it gone that fast?
Yeah, it has. It is crazy. Just feels like yesterday I was a freshman playing in my first game, and now I'm coming down to the home stretch in my senior year, and I think all the seniors on the team can agree how fast it's gone. And, you know, I wish I could rewind a few years, but
yeah,
I've served my time.
Hey, what's in the future then? What's your major, and you're on pace to graduate in spring?
Yep, business major. And right as of now, I'm doing an internship at Wills Egg Supply.
Cool.
So, you know, keeping my options open.
Okay.
Maybe work for the brother for a few years.
Okay.
Just wherever life takes me, I guess.
Hey, tell me about your life taking you to Brazil this past summer, right?
Yep. Nick Clark and I, and then Coach Van Haften, we were fortunate enough to go down there and play in Brazil for 10 days, played four games. You know, that was quite the experience, and the Olympics were down there at the time, so we got to see sand volleyball, where they play that, the rowing, you know, just see all around Rio, went to Christ Redeemer statue, Sugarloaf Mountain, and it was, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah, Brian said it was a great trip. I got to ask you now, your fellow high school classmate Luke Lenhart, I'll check out his stats too online, playing for Upper Iowa. The team's having a good year. Luke's certainly having a good year. What kind of contact do you have via text or phone call from time to time?
I talk to him ever so often, yeah. I watched the game last night, actually. They won on a buzzer beater. He is having a good year, and the team as well. And, you know, I try to watch Friday games, of course. I try to watch as many as I can. And Saturday we play, mm-hmm. so... And then he watched the Co game on Wednesday, so he talked to me after that.
He didn't bail on you.
No, he's one of the guys that actually did turn off the game with a minute left.
He did.
And then he texted me and said, "How did you guys win that game?"
And you said, "What? You didn't watch?"
Yeah.
Well, listen, Kennedy, nothing but the best to you. Thanks a lot for coming over to visit. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
You're welcome. Thank you. Kennedy Dre, senior for the Beaver men's basketball team. Halftime of our women's game. Short time out, back with the first half stats in a moment on 97.5 KBVU, The Edge.